The Grand Marais Public Library hosts cartoonist Bill Barnes Thursday, September 4th, sharing cartooning in the digital age. Bill joins us now by phone from his travels. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you for having me.
You are traveling the country right now.
I am. My wife and children are taking a 13-month RV trip around the whole country.
That's quite exciting.
So far, so good. We're 4 weeks into it. We've had a major mechanical breakdown, and aside from that, everything's going great.
Give us some of your background in cartooning.
I started drawing comics with my sister when I was 8. We lived in Africa. We lived in Nigeria. My dad was a banker, and we lived all around the world. And Nigeria was, at the time, even less safe than it is now, and we were essentially trapped in our house for about a year. And so we stayed inside, and we read comics, and we copied them. We copied them mercilessly. I also read Treasury editions of Doonesbury, and I was just fascinated by his ability to communicate very complex political concepts and just little jokes, and I loved that.
Now, how has the digital age changed your approach to cartooning?
Well, in the old days, it mostly has to do with how people make money. I think the art of cartooning is roughly the same. The craft is still about writing and drawing as economically as possible, using as few words and as little ink as possible to convey an idea or a joke. You can certainly accelerate some of that by editing your work on a computer, but the art of writing and drawing is about the same. What has really changed is that there are hardly any newspapers anymore, and they don't pay very well. They actually pay per comic strip per week. For a syndicated comic strip, you make about as much money as they did in 1974. That's not inflation adjusted, that's constant dollars. And so what it would mean is you would actually have to be in more newspapers every year to make the same amount of money because of inflation. But of course, it's just the opposite. For most comic strips, there's fewer newspapers. And so most comic strips have actually moved to the web.
Now, what would you say are requisite skills for becoming a cartoonist?
Kind of depends what kind of comics you want to make. I think Scott Adams has been very successful with Dilbert, even though no one, including him, would call him a great artist. I don't think I'm any better artist than he is, but he does a wonderful job communicating the stories and jokes he wants to tell. And so you don't have to be a great artist. You just have to maybe have an eye for using as little as possible to communicate what you want to communicate. Some comics, if you want to do bizarre, incredible, uncanny alien landscapes, you might want to be a better artist. But I tell people to just start working now because practice makes better.
Now, can you describe one of your characters and where our audience would be able to check out some of your comics?
Sure. I have two comic strips. One is called Unshelved, and it's set in a public library, which is a place I practically grew up in. It's at unshelved.com. And the main character's name is Dewey, and he is the young adult librarian, so he's the librarian who deals with teens. And Dewey is sort of somewhere between sarcastic and ironic. He's a bit of a slacker. He likes to do as little work as possible. He would much rather just sit behind the desk and read comic books all day. But he has to deal with people who ask him questions that sometimes aren't the best questions. And he does his best to answer them, but he's kind of a snappy answer to a stupid question kind of guy. And my other comic strip is called Not Invented Here at notinventedhere.com. And it's set in a software company, which is where I used to work. And the main character there is named Desmond, and he's a programmer who's kind of roughly based on me. And he's very antisocial. He doesn't want to ever have to look anybody in the eye. But he's very sweet and loves his work.
And that's Not Invented Here. Yes. The first hour at the library is the basics of cartooning. What will happen during that?
What I've ended up doing is giving a little walk through my career, because I think I really did start at 8. At 8, I started drawing comics, and then I started publishing comics. I started photocopying them at my dad's office and selling them at school. And eventually, I was publishing comics and selling them around the country by placing ads in the back of a comic collector's newspaper, because this was before the Internet. And it kind of proceeds from there until where I am now, which is making a living as a cartoonist in the 21st century by publishing stuff for free on the Internet. And so I walk people through that, and in doing so, talk about how I write comics, how I draw comics, the tools I use. And in the second hour, I move on to talk about how I've evolved to use computers in terms of creating the artwork, editing the artwork, posting to our website. And then finally, I talk about the business of cartooning and how it's changed and how we make money by posting stuff for free on the Internet.
Now, who would you say this workshop is appropriate for?
I think two sets of people. One is just people who are interested. I think it's okay if you never want to make a comic strip, but you've always been fascinated by it. I think you'll learn a lot about how it's done. But it's also for the enthusiast, for someone who has dabbled in cartooning, who is started thinking about doing it a little bit more seriously, I think I can help you take the next step. I wish I had had a course like this when I was a kid to show me how to kind of take my interest and funnel it into something more creative. I had to figure it all out myself. And so hopefully you don't have to figure it all out yourself. You can learn some of it from me.
We're speaking with cartoonist Bill Barnes. He's coming to Grand Marais Thursday, September 4th. Cartooning in the Digital Age is at the Grand Marais Public Library from 6 to 8 p.m. More information from Patsy at 387-1140. Bill, anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, I want to encourage people to see what's out there on the web in terms of comics. There's thousands and thousands of comics, much more than in your local paper, and some of them are hysterically funny and groundbreaking and beautiful. There's just a whole world out there that I think a lot of people aren't even aware of.
Well, safe travels to you and your family, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.